Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing? It's Alan Ellis, and this is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Robin ain't here. She's taking a little rest. We've got a wedding this afternoon, and we'll be staying in Ocean City. So, had to prep up a little bit for that. So here I am. I hope you enjoy it as much as you do, Robin and I. We hope that, you didn't tune out already just because Robin's not here. But I wouldn't blame you if I do. If you did, you know, she's a pretty special girl, and I love working with her. And as someone said to me yesterday, I really enjoy the banter between you two. And I thought, that's pretty nice for somebody to actually tell me that. So we won't be bantering with anybody other than our listeners and maybe the dog. The dog is here trying to banter with me right now. Off, Joe, down. Yeah, so we'll see how that goes. And you might hear a little coughing, you might hear a little sniffling, you might hear a little throat clearing, you might hear a little gravelly voice from time to time. I've been fighting this chest congestion and bronchitis a little bit this week, so, be prepared for anything like that might happen. We'll try to keep it professional, we'll try to keep that all quieted down so you don't have to endure it, but just keep in mind that some things happen in the background that, the people and the audience don't ever want them to know. Not this guy. I'm right up front with you folks. If something's going on, I'm telling you. So I hope that you appreciate the honesty and so forth. So that's what we're trying to do. Hey, how about this old worn out line from years ago? Spoken just last night by our president who is hoping to ban assault rifles. Here we go. I don't know many deer wearing Kevlar vest. Biden said, noting Democrats could look to ban assault weapons. Yeah, okay. I thought you'd like to know that our president is thinking about deer hunting just as much as you and I are here during the hunting season in Maryland. Youth Day coming up next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the youth firearm season for whitetail and sika deer, and we wish all the youngsters good luck. They're going to be out there as usual right at the peak, I believe, of the whitetail deer rut, so there's going to be some great deer taken by youngsters next weekend, and we hope so. Speaking of successes, man, the Maryland black bear hunt was a good one this year. 103 black bears harvested. 70 of those were from Garrett County, 19 from Allegheny, 10 from Washington, and 4 from Frederick County. The average harvested bear weighed 177 pounds. The heaviest bear was 427 pounds, was taken in Garrett County. 67% of the bears were taken on private land, which is pretty good. That's only two-thirds. That means a third were taken on public land. 4,775 hunters applied for a permit, and 950 permits were awarded. Maryland Department of Natural Resources reported that hunters harvested 103 black bears during the state's 19th annual black bear hunt, held October 24th through the 29th in Allegheny, Frederick, Garrett, and Washington County. The harvest comprised of 41 male and 62 female bears. An additional 10 bears, 3 male and 7 female, were harvested from September 1st through October 31st by farmers using their agricultural damage permits. The significant increase in harvest from 54 black bears taken in 2021 was attributed to better hunting conditions, more hunter participation, and an added day to the season. The 2021 hunt was hampered by poor weather, abundant natural food sources, which slowed the harvest. This year, better weather and typical fall food conditions were more favorable for hunting. The harvest was slightly lower than the previous five-year average of 116. Quote, bear hunters enjoyed prime fall weather this year to spend more time with friends and family pursuing one of our most recognizable game species, Wildlife and Heritage Service Director Paul Petito said. Bear hunting remains an essential tool for managing our expanding bear population to minimize human conflicts and ensure it remains healthy for future generations. There you go. That's the bear season report from last week. Our phone number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And our buddy Aaron is our producer. Aaron is ready and willing to take your call. And we'd like to get a lot of folks entered in the November muzzleloader contest, including youngsters, youth hunters, who may win a muzzleloader at the end of the month. We are giving away a donated back muzzleloader that's, you know, never been out of the box by a lucky winner from last year, donated it back and was all in favor of it going to a youth muzzleloader drawing. So we're giving away a Wolf, CVA Wolf, to the youngster, and the Optima V2 with a scope. This is a black and stainless model with a telescopic sight on, just like the one I shoot. Did I say Acura? I didn't mean that. What did I mean? An Optima V2, which is a great gun for hunting out of a tree stand. They used to call it the mountain rifle. It's very maneuverable. It shoots great, and you're going to enjoy it. This is a uptick from the Wolf. So, last week's winner was notified. Last month's winner was notified. We'll be getting together with him here hopefully this week and making sure he gets his Wolf muzzleloader and from CVA. And then that's how we're going to work it as best we can, try and deliver those muzzleloaders in person to the lucky winner. So all you have to do is a couple of real quick things. Call the number, 410-922-6680, WCBM-680, the phone number. Dial in. Leave your name and number with Aaron, and, you know, he'll record that on a sheet. At the end of the month, we'll put it through the randomizer. We'll pick a number, and somebody will be the lucky winner. And then go on the air with me. And you don't have to go on the air and, you know, be, you know, the next radio star. You just go on and say, hey, I just want to get in a contest. Or you can ask a question, make a comment. And that's what we're here for. So we're here for you. 410-WCBM-680. All right. Morning, Aaron. How's everything going with you? Oh, glad to hear that. Glad to hear that. So, all right. Well, we'll wait. Stand by to wait to listen to that that caller for sure. So, brother. Thank you, Joe. That's a good one. Daffy Duck and Elmer Fudd break into a distillery. Daffy asks Elmer, is this whiskey? Elmer replies, not as whiskey as robbing a bank. That is a good one. And if you missed it, we might repeat it again because I like it so much. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate that one. Cute. All right. Michael in Dundalk. Morning, Michael. How are you?
Morning, Alan. How are you?
Hey, good, buddy. Good. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, sir. Michael's our winner from last month. So, aren't you our winner from last month?
Last week.
Well, yeah. You won the October muzzle, the October muzzleloader, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, we plan on getting that in your hot little hands here as soon as possible.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just like to say I'm not really a lucky winner or anything, and I appreciate listening to your show, and you know, a lot of times with the way I work, like I say, I work 12 hours a day, and
right,
I'll be getting ready to go into work this morning. Here I'm sitting in a lot now, but I normally listen to your show a lot, and I just wanted you and Robin to know that.
Well, we appreciate that.
What's that?
We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Will you have time to hunt this year?
I'm hoping to be able to get out after Thanksgiving dinner and go down to my property down in Chrisfield and
right.
Stay there for the whole week.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
Oh, so, yeah. You know, I don't know if it's convenient for you or whatever, if me heading down that way or something, and I and I call you and
well, that's
and
possible.
You, or,
yeah, I mean, I'm on the way. I live in Easton, so yeah, that could possibly work. Sure.
Yeah, as I come through Easton, I could pull anywhere, anywhere, like a McDonald's or any kind of place like that. Or
yeah.
Where, you know, you that way you would know where I would be.
That's a convenient place.
Yeah,
so
make it kind of convenient.
Sure. Well, we'll work it out. We'll
yeah.
be in touch by phone.
And
you know.
Yeah, I'll stay in touch with you, and I can let you know when I'm heading down there, and you know. And,
that sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Sounds good.
All
well,
right,
congratulations buddy. Again.
All right. I'm going to sit here listening to the rest of your show, too. I got to go in at 5:30.
Got it, man. Well, thanks for calling in.
Robin, I said hi and thank you, too, here.
I will. I'll tell her.
All right, buddy.
All right, Michael. Thank you, sir.
All right. I'm going to let me listen to the rest of your show.
You got it. Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Don in Essex. Good morning, Don. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. And you, sir?
I'm well. What's going on?
I'm just driving to work. I don't get start working at 6:30.
Right.
However, I thank you for your show. I've been listening to it every Saturday while I'm at work anyway.
Yeah.
That's mostly every weekend, just about.
I gotcha. A lot of people do work on Saturday, that's for sure.
Yeah, when I'm not working, I try to take the grandkids hunting, so spend time with them.
That's good. Are you going to be able to get out next Saturday or Sunday for the youth season?
I would like to. I'm supposed to work, and I'm trying to talk my kids to taking them, but if not, I might just take off and just take them out and spend the day with them in Eastern Shore.
That's good.
Snow Hill area.
That's good. What area?
Snow Hill.
Snow Hill, oh yeah.
Yeah. I've been hunting there for years, so.
Sure. Sure. Have you gotten out this year? Have you gotten out this year yet?
Yes, sir. We went out. I went out Saturday, Thursday. Thursday, my son and I. Didn't see nothing in the morning, but in the evening, down in the gully, there was about four or five does. They just didn't want to leave that area. They just stayed down there the whole day.
Uh-huh.
So it got dark, and then we ended up spooking them out, so.
Right.
But, yeah, they just didn't seem like they were moving that day.
Well, I've had that situation, so.
Yes.
I know. Yes, sometimes you see them out there and they just won't move. Sometimes they go by too quick. I've been every kind of deer hunting situation in the last, 55 years. I've seen a lot of different deer movement over those years, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, wait the next year hits, I'll be able to retire, so then I'm going to spend quite a bit of time out in the woods in the winter.
Good for you, buddy. Good for you.
Fishing in the summer with the grandkids and hunting in the winter.
Nothing wrong with that deal.
No, not at all. Between the honey-do list. Anyway.
Yeah, of course. You got to have that. No question. So sounds good. All right, my friend. Thank you for calling.
Not a problem. Have a blessed day.
You do the same. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. Well, everybody's getting all excited about hunting. It's November. It's hunting season. That's for sure. And so are the folks at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. I'm going to tell you about a couple firearms that they sell that are very popular from the folks at Browning. One of them is a pump shotgun called the BPS. It's the field model. Newly designed stock with a new look. You know, they didn't make them for quite a number of years, and now it's got a larger trigger guard, a matte blue finish barrel, and forged machined steel receiver with bottom ejection. And I always like to mention that. If you know about pump shotguns, you know that just about all of them eject that spent shell out the side. And if you're in a goose, pit or duck blind, sometimes those hot shells come shooting at you from your buddy on your left, and you don't want that to happen. So the bottom ejection takes care of all that, which is really nice. A satin finish walnut pump action shotgun with superior fit and all new checkering surfaces. Synthetic stock models are also available. And then for a centerfire rifle, extremely accurate bolt action big game hunting perfection is the X-Bolt. That's right. It's X marks the spot. It's a bolt action, high-powered rifle. All standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers are available with an adjustable feather trigger and a detachable rotary magazine. Put a real good set of optics on that, and you will be just fine out there in the deer woods. Great gun for taking anywhere you want to hunt big game. It's the X-Bolt from Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. Clyde'sFishingGear.com is the website. They are open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. It's Clyde Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. Now, okay, it's going to get I can't believe the weather for November. I mean, I can. It's Maryland, but it's, you know, it's in the 70s this weekend. Not conducive to the best of deer hunting conditions, but the temperature's going to drop off. And we're asking if you are ready for cold weather. Do you have the heating facility that you need? Well, if you don't, we urge you to visit Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. If you have that hole in the wall you call a fireplace and you want to fill it in with something, we suggest a gas fireplace insert from Hearth America. Robin and I selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience of the remote control, the beauty of the firebox, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. I'm enjoying it right now as I'm sitting here across the room. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency brands. It's fall. It's time to consider it. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, your preference. Stop into the showroom soon, and you'll be ready for the cold weather. Visit BackyardBillys.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace, and we will be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Let's say hi to Glenn. Good morning, Glenn. How's things in Chestertown?
Hey, Alan. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
Hey, Rob's not there, so anyway, well, tell her I said hi anyway.
I'll be more than glad to do that. Yes, sir. So, what's on your agenda this weekend?
Oh, no, just not too much of anything.
Yeah.
Maybe try to do some hunting, maybe.
Well, that'd be good. That'd be good. So.
Yeah, I drive, things is a little hard to do that.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. You have to depend on somebody else for your transportation, that's for sure. So, yep, that's tough. So, but anyway, it's gonna be decent weather the first part of the week. I guess the youngsters are gonna have some, I don't know, maybe some rain at the end of the week, some wind. I don't know, but the bucks will be moving. I know that. I saw a nice one this week. Another nice one this week at our place, so I was pretty happy to see that, and I identified the deer. I've seen them a couple times, and I call them the crazy six. When I first saw this deer, it was the last day of the first primitive season, and I guess that was February of 2021, and he was 2.5 at that point. He has nice long main beams and pretty nice brow tines, and then his first point, called the G2, so I guess the second point, went straight back over his head, kind of like an elk or a sika deer, really wild-looking thing. And I desired taking that deer from the day I saw him. And on the first day of the 2021 season, of course, he had regrown a set of antlers by then. He dropped the first set and regrew a second set. They looked just like it. But he came in limping. He was injured. Somebody had taken a shot on another property, and he came in, and my grandson, Jacob, had an opportunity at him, and Jacob was using my pump shotgun. He was a little unfamiliar with it, and a very safe young man. When he got in the tree, he forgot to put one in the chamber. Yeah, so he heard the loudest click in the world, you know, and he was pretty upset about it, but, you know. And so that deer escaped him the first morning, and then in muzzleloader season, late muzzleloader season, he was following five does. He was out there pretty good ways, and seeing how slow he was, I probably should have climbed down and gotten on the ground and stalked him. I saw him come out into the field edge, and he stood there for the longest time, and I knew he was hurting. And I thought, well, I should do my best to put this deer down, but he just wouldn't give me that open shot that I needed. And I did take a lower than normal percentage shot at him. You know, I cleared view, but I didn't make the shot, even to the point where now he's injured. So he limped off. I don't know if I hit him or not. So I called in the tracking dog from Blood Tracking Dogs in Maryland, and Mike Myers came down with Millie, the little wire-haired dachshund, and we tracked for 3 hours, and I guess just did not get on his track because there was nothing to track. I hadn't hit him. So, you know, we abandoned that. And I saw him again the other night. I was in the stand, and when I got out of the stand, I can't shoot a bow, you know, the last 15 minutes. I have to get down early because I'm in the woods, and I just can't see my pins. I got down and walked out, you know, below the field and looked up, and there he was standing in the field. But he has blown up into this 20-inch wide, long beams, crazy points going everywhere, and the injury did that. Even the end of the right-hand beam is a, or the left-hand beam, wait a minute, right-hand beam is a drop time. So he's all jacked up. I can't wait to see him in deer season. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Maybe I'll take him with the bow. Maybe I'll take him with the muzzleloader. Maybe I'll take him with the firearm. You never know. So there you go. Anyway, sounds good. So anyway, Glenn, you have a good weekend and a good week, and we'll talk next week, okay?
You too. I think my next tractor pull is supposed to be the 19th.
Okay. Sounds good.
I'll probably talk to you before then.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
Just before then.
Yeah. All right, man. Talk later. Okay. Thank you. See you now. Bye-bye. All right. Don in Essex, good morning.
Good morning, sir. I'm calling back again. A question I meant to ask you. I have an old double-barreled muzzleloader that is probably about every bit of 5 feet. A buddy of mine, I found it, and it was laying in the grass and the weeds and the dirt. It doesn't fire.
Okay.
But it looks in good shape and all.
Okay.
To take that.
Yep. Do you have a pen and paper?
I have my phone. That's the only thing I could do, which is good enough for me.
Okay. I'm going to recommend Clyde Sports Shop.
Clyde Sports Shop?
Our sponsor, yep. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. Take it in there. And if they can't help you, I'm going to give you the name of another place in Westminster that's more so specializes in muzzleloaders. And that's Brownstone Trading Company.
All right, hold on. Okay, the other one is Brownstone?
Brownstone.
Brown,
yep. Brownstone Trading Company in Westminster.
Okay.
They're open Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
All right. Their number, you have that on hand?
410-876-6595.
6595.
410-876-6595. You
want to
talk?
Yeah, I'll give them a call. It's a beautiful gun. I've had it for a few years now.
Yeah.
And I know sometimes with a guns like that they're considered collective.
Yep. If anybody can help you, they can.
Yeah, and if you clean them, you can destroy the value of them.
Right, exactly.
So I want to get somebody else's opinion on that.
You got it.
All right. I appreciate it very much.
Not a problem.
Thank you very much, and have a blessed day.
You do the same. Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep. Alan in Centerville. Good morning, Alan.
Hey, how you doing, Alan?
Doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm all right. Just heading to the deer woods on this nice warm Saturday. But
I think it's going to be a morning thing the next few days, buddy.
Yeah, well, that's where I'm heading now. You
know, yep.
A couple hours this morning and do some work around the farm.
Yep. That sounds good. Yes,
that's
sir. Have you seen a lot of deer up that way?
So I hunted at a farm outside of Chestertown.
Right.
Yeah, I have been, sure. I still see a lot of deer. I haven't shot any does yet.
Right.
I killed a doe up in Churchville, and I killed up behind Sitka down in Blackwater.
Gotcha.
Back when they're quoted today.
Yep.
I've not been taking anything up here. Pretty selective on our manage the bucks on this farm.
Yeah.
Pretty selective on the buck machine, so.
Yep. Anyway. Well, you got to have the does to have the bucks, that's for sure.
Oh, that's right. That's for sure. And I thought about maybe not going because it's so warm, but I'm definitely not going to kill them if I'm home in bed.
No, that's true.
You never know. Sometimes the heat doesn't really, I mean, I don't know. It really doesn't stifle the rut too much.
It's more the photo period than anything. It's more the, testosterone level, the length of daylight and that type of things, with all species. That's pretty much what does it is the photo period, So fish and everything else. So yeah, you got to go with the natural drivers,
Well, that's right. So I noticed the last few weeks I've been small bucks, chasing those around and stuff like that, but not really seeing any real mature bucks the last few weeks. It's kind of scarce.
We talked about that a couple of weeks ago. Mark Connor up there at what used to be DuPont Farms up in almost up to Rock Hall, between Chestertown and Rock Hall, did some research with some folks, and people call it the October lull, where you don't see the bucks, and it seems that it's more so they're moving more, and they're moving off their home ground and looking, kind of cruising does on the other properties and things like that, so people don't see them on their cameras like they do on a regular basis earlier in the fall.
Right.
So,
that's right.
They kind of expand their home range a little bit. So.
I know. You might see something that's not, that you would normally see.
Well, it's exactly right, because other bucks come in on their territories as well. I've seen that on social media. Boy, this guy just showed up, never saw him before on the cameras, and there he is. But he's only there for a day or two, and then he's gone again,
So. That's right. Your little lady luck with you.
That's what it takes. So.
Yeah, that's right. All right, well, look, have a great day. Say hi to Robin.
I will.
You guys. Thanks for the show. Appreciate it.
All right, Alan, you have a great one.
Okay, you too. Take care.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Doug in Carroll County. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. Alan, I'm a little late to the party. I apologize, but I finally got a copy of the Maryland Love Crabs magazines this summer.
Oh, good.
It's very well done. I want to thank you. You did a great job.
Well, we try to do that with all our publications. Are you a hunter, Doug, at all?
Well, I am a salesman, so every day I'm out hunting for something so I get to eat. Yes.
Okay.
And that's what I wanted to say. So, being a rep, I realize you have visited probably every one of those advertisers. And
I have. You're absolutely right.
I was impressed. That's a lot of mileage, my friend.
It is.
Question I have for you is I live in Baltimore County, and we have a little frou-frou shopping center near us in Glendon, which I'm sure you know where it is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Last time I was there, I saw a lady behind the center feeding the deers. There was three or four deer standing there just waiting for her
to
put the food down. That is not a good move, is it?
Correct.
That's what I thought. I immediately wanted to go out and tell her how dumb she was, and I realized that's probably not a good move either.
And and she'd tell you Nunya, you know what I mean?
I knew that.
She
was, getting the stuff out of her Subaru. I knew that, I wasn't going to persuade her. But anyway, love the show, and I'm in the contest, so keep up the good work. And tell
all right, man.
Robin,
thank you.
We miss her today. Thanks.
Yep. Well, I'll tell her that. Thank you so much. You have a good one.
Yes.
Thanks, Doug. Bye-bye. All right. How about that? Yeah, Robin's fan base is growing. Hey, Arnold, if you're listening, go to MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. Take a look. Your picture's in there. Maryland Hunting Quarterly just came out. I picked it up, the print versions, yesterday. I'll be distributing them. I was actually in the Chestertown area yesterday, Chestertown, Millington area yesterday. And, that's the closest to where I got delayed in the morning, so picked them up. I wasn't feeling that good yesterday morning. Picked them up in Dover, where we have them printed, and distributed them to a couple places up there. But they'll be going out all this week. The online version also launched yesterday, MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. A lot of good information. It's the biggest, and I'd say one of the best issues we've put out since before the pandemic. And we're really happy with all the new advertisers and the information that we have in there. And one of those advertisers, of course, is Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, Exit 39B, Dominion Road on Kent Island, 1707 Main Street in Chester. They've got straight wall cartridge rifles in stock, the 350 Legend and the 450 Bushmaster. They're made by Ruger. They are the American Standard and the Go Wild models, and you'll be glad you did. Of course, they carry the Matthews bows, the Matthews V3X29 and V3X33, the 10-point Nitro 505 crossbows, and they also have a large selection of Raven crossbows. The Raven 500 is on sale 20% off. The R500 Raven crossbow, 20% off. This is the only place you're going to hear about it. Okay? So make sure you check that out. And the home protection pump shotguns, 20% off. They have a great selection of Sika deer calls. They have decoys and steel shod and camo clothing for waterfowl. The largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area, all major brands, steel shod gear, camo. They carry Costa sunglasses and Rembo electric bikes. And they also carry Camp Chef grills, and you're going to want to check that out too. Give them a call, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors, and you'll be glad you did. You know, I keep threatening to get my tires replaced at Spurry's Tire Service, and I'm wearing these down to the bare minimum. I'm probably down to a danger zone right now in these with the tires that I have, but I've got 100,000 miles on them. I just turned over 200,000 this past week. Spurry's Tire Service is going to be replacing those tires for me. Located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model, any size, you name it, they can put tires on it. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard, from your garden tractors to your farm tractors to lawnmowers, wheelbarrows, combines, and any other farm equipment as well. If you need tires, it's Spurry's Tire Service. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair. If your check engine light comes on, get it in there. They'll diagnose it. They'll tell you what's going on, and they'll fix it. 24-hour truck service, and all that and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me and Robin, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Did I tell you there's no appointment needed for tires? Visit their website, spurrystire.com, 410-822-7384, Spurry's Tire Service. You'll be glad you did, and we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex, just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I've hungered for your touch a long,
lonely time. All right, let's talk to, let's see who's on the line. Is it Walter? Good morning, Walter. How are you this morning?
Morning. How are you doing today?
Good, buddy. What's up?
Well, I'm sitting here in Narsville getting ready to go out with my bow. I was out on Thursday, and the bucks are starting to track the does. They're not running them hard, but
no.
The does aren't quite interested yet.
I agree with you. I've seen one buck by himself, that 6 point that I described earlier, the crazy six, and was not with the doe. He was cruising. I did find some fresh scrapes, not many rubs right now, which is amazing with it, given the amount of antler deer that I've have in the area. I did see one big buck last week. I think it's the Bully 10. I'm not sure. I didn't get a really good look at him. He was with a doe, and he was kind of pushing her a little bit, but he wasn't really dogging her, you know. So, but he did push her right past my, you know, my tree stand in the corner, which kind of annoyed me because I wasn't there.
Yeah.
You know, so, but, yeah, they're starting. Now, I got word from a friend that they were really starting to push yesterday morning a little bit, some of the bigger ones. So it's going to just, it's going to accelerate up through next weekend, you know, and typically the 10th through the 15th is the peak of it here in Maryland. So if you're able
Veterans
to get...
Veterans Day's always been a rule of thumb, kind of.
Always been great. You're absolutely right. Yep. And this year, Veterans Day is Youth Day, I believe. Is that the 12th?
Yeah,
I can't.
The 12th. Thursday night, a big 6 point, tall and wide, followed two does out into this field, and he tried to circle it round through the tall grass. And he was only 25 yards from me, but in tall grass. And if he had taken two more steps, I had my crossbow up, the safety off, and I was ready to go. And the does saw him circling, and then they ran back in the woods, and he ran right through this tall grass to him.
I mean,
he was two steps from getting it, you know.
Yep. I understand. Hey, look, they're sneaky little buggers. They always have been.
Yeah.
Been after them for many years.
That's some of the fun of the thing, the memories you get with that. You know, almost as satisfying as getting one.
I'm ready to write an article on muzzleloader misadventures. I've had so many. And, you know, just in the last few years, I mean, misfires. Taking a shot with an empty gun not going off. The gun going off, but the scope mount was loose. I mean, it sounds like excuses, but when you don't load your gun, that's on you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, and the one where the gun didn't go off, that's because I didn't take the precautions on a muzzleloader, you know, a primitive muzzleloader that I should have, with a little bit of 4F behind the powder charge to make it go off for sure. But that's on me. So I'll be ready. I'll continue to get ready. I'll continue to mess up. But, you know, hey, that is part of the fun of it, because, you know, if he's still on his feet, there's another possibility for you to get him next time.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, they say if you learn by your mistakes, you know, but if that's the case, then I ought to be a rocket scientist.
Yes, I know. I understand. Yep, no question at all. So, but they continue to baffle and surprise all the time. So there you go.
Yeah, and that's the fun of it.
Yep, thanks for the call, buddy. Enjoy it.
Okay, take care. Good luck to you.
All right, you too. Arnold in Abington. Good morning, Arnold. How are you?
Hey, good morning, and thank you.
My pleasure.
That is quite an honor. I greatly appreciate it.
Well, now the cat is out of the bag. Arnold is on the cover of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly with his dog, Jax. Remember that right?
Yep.
Jax? Yep. How about that? Yes, indeed. So we have to make sure you get some copies, that's for sure.
Yep. Is it still available at that archery place up in Hickory or where else?
Yeah, it will be. I haven't been there yet. I just picked them up yesterday, the printed version.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it'll be up there next week. So,
Roger. I'll drag my feet a bit.
Yeah, Bel Air Gun Range there, Fountain Green Building Supply, Giffords, Rick's Gun and Pawn, all those are sponsors up there in that area.
Yeah. Gotcha. We'll get a couple. I still got a bunch of them from that article you published for me a couple years ago.
Oh, good. Glad to hear that. Yeah. That's a fun magazine to put together. You know, it's nice to hear the stories and get the photographs and that type of thing. So it's always fun for me too, you know, because I say in the intro this time, it's all about the families. We've got fathers and sons and mothers and daughters and mothers and sons. And, you know, it's great to have those stories. There's one story in there from a father and son. They left Harford County. They drove over to their property in Chestertown, checked it out, pulled the camera and, the chip out of the camera. And they were looking at the pictures, and his son said, "Dad, there's a monster buck on here." He said, "Well, I guess we're turning around and going back to Chestertown, Kent County, I guess." And they turned around, and while they were in the process of turning the truck around, they got a call from the mother and wife and sister, daughter, and they had been to Pop-Pop's resting place. And had a picture of their hands on his headstone and said, "We asked Pop-Pop to send you some luck." And sure enough, the boy wound up taking that great big buck. So that kind of heartwarming story I like to put in there, you know.
What a story. That's fabulous.
Isn't that something, you know?
So, anyway, Jax and I are sitting here on the couch this morning. We'll be tuned up for next week. And
that sounds good. That sounds good.
His older brother, who's since retired, he's got the other end of the couch, so...
You're living large, buddy. I think Joe's outside, or maybe she's here. Nope, she's laying here at my feet, calmer than I thought she would be. So, all right, buddy. Well, my pleasure.
So listen,
thanks for sharing the picture.
Day. Have a good day.
You do the same,
Robin. And
yes, sir.
We'll get on to the other calls.
All right, we'll talk soon. Thanks.
All right, Alan. Take care. Bye.
Okay, Arnold. Bye, bye. Hey, Randall. Good morning, Randall. How are you?
Good morning, sir. And thanks for letting me enter your contest.
Oh, sure.
I've been listening to your show for a long, long time, and first time I've called in.
Wow. Well, glad. Welcome aboard.
Yeah, I've learned a lot over the years.
Well, we try, buddy. We really do.
I'm a fisherman, but I'm not much of a hunter anymore. I don't have much time for it anymore, but I do a lot of fishing.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. How was your season? Did you have a good season?
Oh yeah, we went out to Tillman Island and we did all right.
Good.
A lot of fun.
Glad to hear that.
And I catch a lot of catfish with my grandson.
Good. Good. They're fun to catch and better to eat, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
But, well, you guys have a good morning and thanks again and we'll listen to you next week.
All right, well good luck on the contest.
Thank you, sir. Bye bye.
All righty. Bye bye. you know, it's going to be warm this weekend, and it'll be a great weekend to get together with your family and friends and get some crabs and sit outside and crack some crabs, or maybe throw a few burgers and hot dogs on the barbecue, maybe some leftover corn on the cob, and get out there and enjoy that backyard of yours. And, you know, that's why we have our sponsor, Backyard Billy's, because they make backyards fun. The giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor furniture and patio furniture, including tables and chairs. You know, if that chair on your porch or your deck is ready to go down through, you know, when the next person sits in it, if you got one of those, you know, the ones with the this little plastic webbing on them, yeah, forget that. Go get it. Go in there and get yourself a Adirondack chair, a couple of them. They have 300 of them in stock. They're much more comfortable and less risky. Route 50, exit 44 in Kent Island. In the in Backyard Billy's backyard, you'll find gym sets for the kids and tiki bars for the adults. Storage sheds, too, if you need one. Backyard Billy's backyard, free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. And when you go inside the showroom, there's more stuff there, not only heating systems for your home, you know, like pellet stoves and wood stoves, electric stoves, and gas fireplace inserts, but they have a great selection of barbecue grills. They've got the pellet grills by Traeger with the Wi-Fi technology. You run everything from your phone. That's pretty cool. The Big Green Egg and the Kamado Joe grill smokers, too. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings. If you like to do the outside fire, you know, the s'mores and the marshmallows and the hot dogs over an open fire, they've got those, too. Great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. And, again, the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Visit BackyardBilly's.com. Phone number 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week. Stop by this weekend, today or tomorrow. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. Chesapeake Outdoors have a couple of sales going on. Here's the biggest one, the 500, the Raven 500 crossbow. This crossbow retails for $3,024. It is top of the line, top of the line, okay? And they are on sale, standard model, at 20% off. You can figure out the math. You can do the math and see how much you're going to save. They carry the Nitro 505 by 10 point, the Matthews compound bows, the V3X 29 and the V3X 33. But the Ravens are the one, the 500s are the ones that are on sale. Sick of deer calls also. Straight wall cartridge rifles by Ruger, the 350 Legend, the 450 Bushmaster, the Ruger American Standard, or the Go Wild models. Waterfowl headquarters, largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area. Steel shot. By Fast Steel, by Kent. Great gear, great camo, a lot of decoys. Home protection, pump shotguns, 20% off right now at Chesapeake Outdoor. Carry Rambo electric bikes, Costa sunglasses, and Hook fishing clothing as well. Pardon me. Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, Kent Island, 1707 Main Street in Chester, Maryland. That's Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500. That's 410-604-2500. You'll be glad you did. And I guess that's it for us. There's the music coming up. Normally what Robin would say something here, but I guess it's up to me. So it's time for me to say, get out, stay safe. Enjoy the outdoors this weekend. We'll see you next hour.